could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show. It's called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. And this week, I have the pleasure of welcoming Robin Varney. Robin, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Dr. Iris.
So glad to have you today. And I would like to introduce you first. I'm going to give all of you a brief background on Robin. Robin Varney brings more than 20 years of experience in many areas, including nutrition, midwifery, iridology, herbalism, and colon therapy cleansing protocols to her Southern Orange County practice. She has a passion for teaching and prides herself in living her motto of knowledge is power. Robin, I like that. Good motto. I like that. And with each and every client, she lives that motto, leaving a session with more information than when they arrived, so they can take control of their health naturally and care for their loved ones in a bigger way. Understanding health from head to toe is key to vibrant living, and learning how to be your own health guru is her mantra. Some people call Robin the colon whisperer and colon mama, as her extensive knowledge of the digestive tract is experienced. So, Robin, in a little bit, you're going to have to explain that to all of us, okay? Robin is certified by the National Board of Colon Hydrotherapy and has been awarded the highest level of certification as instructor by the International Association of Colon Therapists. She is the founder of Orange County's internationally recognized certification school, Colon Care Institute. Here, students receive certification on both the closed and the Libby open systems for colon hydrotherapy. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Perfectly.
Hey, that's good. Okay, so Robin, you have over 20 years experience, and you and your life have done so much in natural healing, nutrition, and especially you specialize in the digestive system. So can you start by giving all our listeners, how did you accomplish all this in this period of time, and how did you get started doing all this?
Oh, I would love to. First of all, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Iris. My background actually started as a passion. I had met Dr. Bonnie Marsh from Encinitas. She was a midwife in the early 80s. And I was working as a technology rep, but Bonnie's love of people and her knowledge of the human anatomy was so awesome to me that I started my journey on learning midwifery, and then from there met a woman that understood Dr. Bernard Jensen's knowledge and education of studying the irises, seeing what the body says, how the irises are like a hard drive on a computer that hold everything that's happened in a person's body since they were 6 months old. So it intrigued me. But I was young and traveling, and I had a very high-paying job, and that kept me very busy, 60 to 80 hours a week. But as I started to move in different cultures and saw many health issues, I became more impassioned to go a holistic route, not only for myself, but for my loved ones. So that's what started my journey into all of the modalities that I embrace today.
Wow. Now, Robin, you also mentioned in your bio, which is way more extensive than what I shared with all our listeners, that you're now studying to complete a doctorate in naturopathy.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's a lot of work, but it's with a heart that honestly should have done this many years ago. But I looked at it as, you know, maybe someday I'll get there and I'll have the time and the mental capacity to really embrace all of the education that is part of that. And now I feel so confident and secure in the other modalities that I've learned and practiced for all these years that it's just the cherry on the cake.
That is great. That is so great. And personally, I would love for you to share a little bit about what you do with animals, your love for animals.
Well, that started as a young girl as well. I grew up in Boston. You can probably hear the accent.
Oh, we certainly can, Robin.
And my cousin, Susan, had beautiful horses. And one day for a present, I got a Palomino, which is a sugar brown and white horse. They're very sweet, very gentle. Others have said the opposite of that breed, but I found that horse, who I named Sugar, to really help me understand what was inside of me. And that may sound crazy, but the horse actually got me to a place where I could close my eyes and take big, deep breaths like Sugar did. And when I would open my eyes, I felt so much lighter and I could feel the horse's heartbeat without even sitting on the horse. So my love for animals started with horses, but grew into dogs as I learned to train under Caesar Milan. So in my adult life, I got some rat terriers, and I actually have one now as a service dog here at the Wellness Center. But he was trained actually to help children that have cancer that may, have been giving a diagnosis that may end their life abruptly. And he would bring love into their hearts. The same thing that the horses did for me as a little kid. So I just love animals.
I think that that's terrific because, you know, there are centers that train horses for disabled adults and children. So I love hearing what you're doing and that you're basically an advocate for service animal dogs as animals as well, and all the stuff you do. Also, you have a passion for working with children. Can you talk a little bit about what you've done with children as well?
Yes. I grew up in an area where there was a lot of divorce and there were a lot of broken homes, of course, that resulted in children not feeling safe on this earth. And so as an adult, my passion was to help those kids with love and maybe a more stable adult figure that could help guide them through the bombardments that this world throws at children, be it bullies or food issues or, you know, self, you know, just not feeling worthy. And so what's happened is, I mean, it's just very cool, but about 15 years ago, a woman crossed my path when I was working with the horse out in Temecula. And she said, you know, I've got a small foundation that I've started with disabled kids and foster kids that would love to be around the animals. And I understand that you work well with horses in particular, but would you be willing to come and speak with the kids and maybe just get to know them a little? Well, that has turned into almost a full-time job of, just loving them and teaching them and bringing them out to local ranches and putting them on horses and teaching them to feel and walk and move with more confidence.
Now, Robin, is there a name of this organization? Is it a nonprofit?
It's a nonprofit.
And what is it called?
Sandy's Edge.
Wow, I've not heard of that before. Very yeah. cool. Very cool. Okay, and one more thing about your personal life. You said you love diving.
Yes, I started at 15 years old as a free diver in Bimini, which is a beautiful island in the Bahamas, an area that is clear blue all the way down. You can see hundreds and hundreds of feet. But in my adult life, I continued to dive. Here off the West Coast, it would be cold in the winter, so I do like to go to the Caribbean at times. But I've excelled in diving as a cave diver and an internationally known wreck diver. So that is how I actually get quiet in my life. I get under the water with no cell phone.
That's great. I love it. No cell phone. So, Robin, when I was introducing you, you call yourself the colon whisperer, or people know you as the colon mama. Why don't you explain to all of us a little bit about that?
Well, I don't call myself, actually. Others have called me. It's kind of a nickname. But it came because clients had gone to other locations or had had digestive issues for many years without really good, consistent results of elimination and issues in their stomach with digestion. And when they would come and see me, I would do the things that I do. For instance, part of an initial session is to read their irises and look at the inherent weaknesses in their other body systems and how does it affect the colon. Since the colon is the last stop in the body, it usually gets blamed for a lot of things that isn't its fault.
Okay.
But with the proper acupressure points, you know, depressed and felt and held according to the energy that the colon gives off and what I see in the iris, they would have amazing releases. Folks that have suffered from bloat and constipation and, you know, just a lot of uncomfortableness for a long time were getting quick results. So there was a wonderful woman, beautiful, beautiful girl, 24 years old, a model type. 5'9", beautiful girl. But that girl could only have a bowel elimination once a week.
Not healthy at all.
No, and you wonder why a person that thin or how they can hold that much. So I educated her, and after 6 sessions, it was amazing. She lost, actually. She was thin, but in those 6 sessions over 2 months, she lost 14 pounds. And it was all from just fecal matter that had been stuck onto the colon wall. So she called me the colon whisperer. She actually wrote a review on Google.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And then did someone else call you the colon mama?
Well, that came because I had a series of older clients, meaning 60s and 70s, and they were raw foodists and have traveled the world. They had been in Bali and Thailand and done all kinds of juice retreats and cleansing protocols and had experienced some wonderful therapists around the world. But the two gentlemen, they were two married couples, and the two gentlemen who were terrified to have colonics, even though they were up on all this raw food, they said, you know, we do enemas, but we're not really good about this colonic thing. And you know, mm-hmm. we've heard some things that maybe are a little scary. And the love and kindness that they said they felt from me as the therapist and the results, they termed me Colon Mama. So now if you go to colonmama.com, it's my website.
That is very cool. Robin, we are going to take a break in about a minute or so. But before we do that, you were just mentioning about the girl that called you the colon whisperer and about bowel movements. And people ask me these kinds of questions too. Just briefly, can you tell us how many bowel movements is so-called normal for health per day?
Well, I'd rather answer it in a different way and say that you should be eliminating within 4 hours after every meal.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, I've heard a lot of other information out there, but if your colon is hydrated, you will have 3 to 5 bowel movements a day, healthy bowel movements, the size of a banana, you know, and that's what you need to have so that you're releasing the poisons that are absorbed not only through your skin all day long, but that are left over from foods and other things in your body that don't belong there.
Got it, got it. Okay, well, we're going to be taking a very brief break, and then we're going to be back with some amazing more information from you, Robin. I can't wait, so thank you.
Glad you were able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Like to welcome everybody back to our second part of our show today, Attitude Adjustment with Robin Varney. And when we took our break, we were talking about Robin being the colon whisperer and the colon mama and healthy bowel movements. Robin, I would like to now shift a little bit, and if you could explain to us how you got your two names of your office of your clinic.
Sure. Renewed Life Wellness Center was actually formed several years ago as an umbrella surrounding nutrition testing and QRA.
Okay, what's QRA?
Yeah, QRA means quantum reflex analysis. It's a precision-based kinesiological tool. So there is a doctor in Japan that developed this scientific approach called the bi-digital O-ring test. His name is Dr. Yoshiaki Omura. There's more on that on my website. But it's a form of applied kinesiology. So what that does is allows the we use the acupuncture points on the body to assess many things, such as interference fields, trauma, scar sites, etc. Could be vaccinations, piercings, all of those kinds of things that will pierce the skin via a needle, scalpel, or trauma site. Injuries from sports will actually block a meridian pathway. So many folks are familiar with acupuncture, and that's why we use those points on the body. But any kind of trauma can actually sedate the electrical grid of our body so that communication can't get to all the organs. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Renewed Life Center was actually developed because of that passion for QRA testing. We also do something here that's specific nutrition testing for using grade 10 herbs, which are the highest grade available. A lot of folks don't understand that all the supplements on the market have to come from some kind of root or an herb, and they're graded from 1 to 10. So being a master herbalist, I want to use the best herbs that don't have fillers or tagalongs or excipients. And so because of that education and the great results we were getting in connecting those communication pathways by the testing, we formed Renewed Life Wellness Center, which is separate from Colon Care Institute.
I see. And also, you run a school. Can you tell us a little bit about the students and what you do?
Sure. I actually have a student here today and one starting next week. We attract students from around the world, and we are a real-time wellness center that serves the public, of course, with colonics. And just a little side note, some folks may not know about colon hydrotherapy. It has several different names, all means the same thing. Colon hydrotherapy, colonics, colon irrigation. Colon Care Institute serves the public for the colonic sessions itself and trains folks from around the world. And what we do is we offer open system and a closed system. There's videos on my website that explain the difference of the two, but these are people that understand the importance of bowel tissue cleansing and want to be a professional therapist out in the world, educating and servicing the public. So folks can come and under 100 hours, they can actually get certified and start their own practice or work with doctors and serve the public.
That's great. Now, if someone wants to reach you, Robin, about your school, about your work, about your clinic, how may they find you?
They can look at our website, which is www.qracenters, that's CENTERS.com. And our phone number is 949-275-8380. They can also reach me via email at detox@CA for California, colon care.com.
Okay, great. And you were mentioning a little bit earlier, well, a lot, about colon hydrotherapy. And some of our listeners may feel that maybe they feel that they don't really understand what it is or what the procedure is about, or may even have some fear. Can you give us a little bit information more about colon therapy?
Sure. It is a safe, effective method of removing waste from the large intestine, which is also known as the colon and the bowel. So it only cleanses that organ. It does not cleanse. A myth out there is that colon hydrotherapy will cleanse the entire body, and that is not true. It's only going to work with that 5 to 6 foot soft muscle. We do not use drugs, but we do introduce filtered warm water into the colon via a one-time use disposable speculum. That speculum is inserted approximately 3 inches. It is a medical grade plastic that is non-toxic. We use a water-based lube, or a lot of my clients, because I teach them so much about health, use coconut oil here. If a person doesn't have an allergy to oil or nuts, then we use the coconut oil. We also do coffee implants and other things, which we can talk about another time. But it's just a warm, filtered water that's inserted into the colon. We insert about 1 to 2 teacups, and then we wait for a little peristaltic motion to happen, which means a wave-like in the colon, and then we release it. The waste will be softened and loosened. It results in evacuation through natural peristalsis. So that process is repeated a few times during a session. It's a very safe, comfortable, believe it or not, it could be a little awkward to some, but it is a safe, comfortable process.
And how often would somebody need these treatments?
Oh, that's a great question. That has to be the number one question I get all the time. First of all, it depends on a person's history. We basically start with 5 sessions of colonics over a 4 to 6 week period. Now, if you've read Kevin Trudeau's book on natural cures, he says 15 and 30 days. I personally believe and have been taught and teach others that's a little too much. Mm. But I have seen people do up to 8 in a month. And I have a gentleman, I have case studies I've been saving for 20 years that came in. If you looked at him from the backside, he was thin, good, nice built, big shoulders, you know, in at the waist. But when you turn sideways, he had a big, like 3 footballs in front of him. It took us 90 days. He lost 40 pounds. It was all hard, impacted fecal that man could not pass. So over those 90 days, he had up to, I think, 15 colonics. But, you know, it depends on the person's history. You know, what has their diet been and other things.
So who specifically would benefit from colon therapy?
Anybody who has skin.
Anyone who has skin. Okay, got it.
Well, actually, to be more specific, colonics can be done on anyone from 9 years old to 109. They will always benefit from hydration, as the large intestine will get a good drink of purified water. Anyone who has suffered from constipation, bloating, excessive gas, and lower abdominal cramping, they've claimed feeling youthful, lighter, and happier after several treatments. To answer the question a little bit more about how often, then they should come seasonally, and once their diet and lifestyle has changed, once a month is the maintenance recommendation.
Okay, and how would somebody find a therapist who is looking for a therapist, like a location? Let's say if they couldn't come to you because our listeners are living far away, what would you recommend them to look for?
I think the number one criteria should be, is the therapist certified with an international association that actually has documented testing and certification protocol? That is IACT. So if they go to www.iacT.org, which stands for International Association of Colon Therapists, they can put in a state, and they can pull up the therapists that are internationally certified.
Wow, great. And Robin, you know that the title of my radio show is Attitude Adjustment. And so I always ask my guests to please share with me two things that you, in your opinion, you recommend to do for our listeners to change their attitude.
Okay, number one, seasonal cleansings. As a master herbalist, I've learned this is the best way to work with the body's vibe. You always want to be in tune with your own vibration, and there are new bugs every season, be it fall, winter, summer, or spring. So we say, always happy colon, happy life.
Ah, okay.
That would be the first thing that you could do to improve your attitude, is keep your colon happy.
Okay.
You know, if you're clean on the inside, you'll be clean on the outside. The second thing is, always see the glass half full of water, that is.
Okay, expand on that.
Well, you want to, you know, when you see a glass half full, you have a more positive attitude. You can look at the negative things around you or in your life and focus on that. Or you can focus on a glass being half full. And I say of water, of course, because I love colon hydrotherapy. But it's a more positive outlook. If you are putting out love and light, that is what you're going to attract. It will help to keep your stress level down, which keeps your gut pH at a much better level.
Yes. And so you mentioned a glass of water half full, which I love, and you're a colon therapist. So how much water do you recommend for our listeners to drink per day? And do you have a specific type of water that you may recommend?
Oh, that's a big subject. So the first part of the answer, the first part of the answer is, the normal suggestion is to take your body weight, divide it in half, and that's how many ounces you should be drinking per day throughout the day. That means from the moment you wake up until approximately 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, the latest at night. If I have adults come in that are anywhere from 25 years old up, I just across the board tell them 3 liters, and I have them put a pink salt in it so that they've got mineral in their body the whole day, which is an unprocessed air-dried pink salt.
Very cool. Very cool.
And then to address water on a brief note, because that would be a whole nother show in and of itself.
Absolutely.
I do not believe our bodies were designed to drink all this alkaline water. So I believe in reverse osmosis. The second kind of water would be reverse osmosis, and you put your own minerals in. But the first kind is spring water, because spring water comes through the rocks and the memory of the water is removed completely. So that would be a great water to drink.
That's great. Well, Robin, unfortunately, we have to close our show. Boy, you have such great information. We could go on forever here today. But we must close. It has been a real treat to have you on our show today, Robin. And you are all, our listeners are all welcome to join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of the guests I have. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We are looking forward to our next show on Tuesday, April 9th at 2 p.m. with Irene Ross.